Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We need some weather relief, especially for the cross-country kids out there. There's been some tough conditions. I know as we talk on this Tuesday, I know it's another warm day, temperatures in the upper 80s, heat index readings into the mid-90s. Tyler Kipling, you could use a little relief, right? It's been hot running early in the season.
Yes, it has been.
And a little bit about how that has impacted maybe cross-country workouts and meets. You said one of the events that you participated in already was reduced to 2 miles. Is that right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was hot, but it wasn't as hot as it should have been. I think we could have definitely done the 3 mile course, but I think one of the main problems was definitely the wind.
And that was Kewaunee a couple of weeks ago, and I know you finished second there in a 2 mile course. And you know, during the regular season and postseason, all races are 3 miles. The Rocket Invite, hosted by Rock Ridge last week, you had a pretty good run. Tell us about that performance.
I felt I went off pretty strong because I led the whole race till about 2.5 miles. But then Kalen Foley, man, he's just a really strong runner, and he came for me at that 2.5 mile mark, and he beat me by, I'm not sure, maybe 10, 15 seconds.
So tell us about, you know, the preparation and doing better in the final half mile. That sounds like a key for you. So what about that?
I'm going to start going for a little bit longer runs, and I think what I'm going to start doing is start off with a mile time of like maybe 6 minutes, and as I keep going farther, each mile is going to keep going down. I'm going to force myself to get the miles down.
And a little bit about your workout off season. How much do you run on your own? It sounds like you're a kid that, hey, you're well-suited once the season starts, that you're in cross-country shape.
Normally, I don't do too many workouts in the summer. Actually, I'm a javelin thrower in the summer for MVTC.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about throwing the javelin, because that's not recognized then, right, in the IHSA. So explain that to us.
Well, I've done this track club for about 5 years now. I went to the Junior Olympics 4 times now, so that's a big accomplishment for me.
Awesome. So the rest of this cross-country season, we're talking to you here early in September, but once we get past Labor Day, the season really starts to move, and you know, the postseason for cross-country is in October. So how do you approach here the final, you know, 4.5 to 5 weeks kind of the regular season to get ready for postseason running?
Well, basically, I'm just going to try to run as hard as I can, see if I can get, like I said, I need to bring down those mile times. I'd like to be around 5:30, well, under 5:30 each mile, but, I mean, that's going to be a challenge for me right now, but I think I'll definitely get it done as it comes in towards that postseason.
Well, you had an older brother running with you your freshman and sophomore year. He's went on to bigger and better things probably, right? So how's it been without him at your side and pushing you?
It's definitely different because at practice I would chase him a lot, but now it's like I get out there and I'm kind of running by myself, so it's kind of hard to keep that pace going and pushing hard.
All right, so I know we were talking off the air. You said one of the big events coming up is this weekend. You're at Princeton. So the final half mile is going to be a key for you, and you get a chance at a pretty good rival, is that right, coming up this weekend? So what about this race?
Basically, I'm going to do the same thing I have done. I'm going to start off hard. I'm going to try to keep that second mile down a little, and then that third mile, I'm just going to give everything I have.
And what about this team this year? The numbers, how many kids are out? What's the cross-country program look like at Rock Ridge, on the boys' side at least?
We have a decent amount of people this year. We have 7 guys, actually, so we will have a full team.
All right. Well, be following Tyler Kipling. He's off to a great start with this Rock Ridge Cross Country program. Tyler, keep up the good work, and we'll be following you throughout the season.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.